Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Los Angeles Chargers. So if you enjoyed this video, subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Go live each and every week, Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast, available Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Anywhere listen to podcasts, leave us a review as well. If you have an idea for an upcoming video, an upcoming episode, if you want to talk about a player, a team, a coach, a year in particular of football, put it in the comments and we'll get to it on a future upcoming episode. Let's get into this, right? Let's talk about these Chargers. The AFC West is looking super good this upcoming year. It's going to be very interesting to see with the Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, and of course the team we're covering today, the Chargers. How it's all going to shake out, who's going to come out on top, who's going to maybe get that wild card, if not the other wild card spot this upcoming year. It's going to be super fun to watch each and every single week. So let's talk about this team. 2021, bit of a letdown. Rough way to end the year against the Raiders, losing OT 35-32. Chance with the postseason, getting into the playoffs, that wild card spot on the line. Couldn't get it done. 9-8 record overall. And they are hoping that they can right that ship and get even better this upcoming year, get back to the playoffs. So we will see how the Chargers can handle that. Looking at their team, looking at who all is on, who all is looking good, looking at Brandon Staley, of course, the head coach, Joe Lombardi, offense coordinator, Ronaldo Hill, the defense coordinator, is how it will shake out this upcoming season. Of course, we got to talk about the quarterback, Justin Herbert, looking good. He has looked tremendous since he came into the league, and I expect nothing less out of him this upcoming season. Austin Eckler, a very good surprise last year, a very good year overall. I wonder if he can duplicate it. It remains to be seen. They drafted Isaiah Spiller, the talented running back out of Texas A&M, to help him out in the background, in the backfield. And then also you have Mike Williams, the wide receiver, looking good. Josh Palmer, Keenan Allen, looking good there as well. And the offensive line, Rashawn Slater, we all know he's an absolute monster. You got Matt Filer, Corey Linsley, Zion Johnson, who they drafted this past year out of Boston College to help out on the O-line. And so far, man, this offense is looking super good, I think, for the Chargers. I ain't worried about the offense. The defense is where I need to see where it's going to pick up a little bit. And with a team like, oh, you know, someone by the name of, help me out here, Joey Bosa? I don't know if you've heard of him. Pretty solid. And they also got somebody to help him out. Been around the league for a couple of years now, a cup of coffee. Nothing too crazy, right? Khalil Mack. That's who it is. Yes, they got Khalil Mack this upcoming year. So that's going to be fun to watch. You also have J.C. Jackson, Derwin James. I mean, this team's looking good. Kenneth Murray, of course. Tranquil, you got also some really good players like Adderley, Asante Samuel Jr., Bryce Callahan. You also drafted some guys on defense in case you need a little bit of help. You got Jasir Taylor, JT Woods, and Otito Obinoba at the nose tackle spot. So I think this team is going to be a lot better in 2022 than they were in 2021. They struggled a lot with run defense last year, gave up some big plays. But I think that's all going to right itself this upcoming year with their signings, who they've gotten. Like I said, they got J.C. Jackson from the Patriots. That's going to help out your corners. They also got Khalil Mack. That's going to help out your edge rushing. So they're looking really good, I think, this upcoming season. They have also signed a lot of other guys who are going to help out. Those are just some of the highlights. And let's take a look at their schedule real quick, who they're playing, and then my final thoughts on their season. Regular season, week one, already kicking off with the AFC West. Back-to-back weeks, you got the Raiders, you got the Chiefs. You got the rebuilding Jaguars week three, the Houston Texans week four, the new-look Cleveland Browns week five, the Denver Broncos week six, the Seattle Seahawks in week seven. You don't got nothing to do week eight, though. You're chilling, you're relaxing, you have a bye week. Week nine, you're going to face Atlanta at home, the Falcons. Week 10, the San Francisco 49ers. Week 11, the Chiefs again. Week 12, the Chargers. Week 13, the Raiders one more time. Week 14, the Dolphins. Week 15, the Titans. Week 16, you got the Colts. Week 17, you got the champs, the L.A. Los Angeles Rams in the Battle of L.A. And then week 18, you got the Denver Broncos. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a fun year, man. I can't wait to see how this AFC West is going to turn out. I think the Chargers are going to look a lot better this upcoming year. I expect them to have 10-plus wins. Heck, the whole division could have 10-plus wins. Let's just not kid ourselves here. And I don't know how to call this. I really don't. I think that if they don't win the division, then I think that they will definitely get into that wild card spot this year. I think they've made enough upgrades to their defense. Their offense is looking stout. I think the Chargers have a lot to prove this upcoming year. They could shock some people. And they have a good group of guys who are young, first and foremost, right? They have a lot of fresh legs on this team with a solid mix of some vets too, some guys who have been around the league for a little bit and who knows what it takes to go in, week out, and get it done, some postseason success as well. And that's going to help out the long run. So I'm expecting big things from the Chargers in 2022. I give them 10-plus wins for sure. I'm going to lock that in. Anything else, I think it's a disappointment. But I'm expecting the Chargers to come out swinging this upcoming year and have a tremendous 2022 season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But hey, that's just my thoughts. I want to hear yours, though. Put it in the comments. Who do you think the Chargers will beat the most? Will they beat the Raiders and Chiefs back-to-back weeks to kick off the year 2-0? Will they split it? How is it going to go? What was their final record going to be? How good is Justin Herbert and the rest of that crew going to be? Is the defense going to be enough to get past some of the high-flying offenses in the NFL? I would love to hear it in our comments on Facebook, on YouTube, or even, hey, go over to our podcast, write a review. What you think about this episode? If you want us to cover another team, another player, a coach, a year in football, a certain team, like the 1975 Florida State Seminoles, something along those lines, anything that your heart desires, put it in the comments, and we will put it on an upcoming episode. Like I said, check us out Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, also Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio for daily podcast listen. And we have quick videos, right? Nothing too crazy. Quick episodes for you guys to listen to. Anywhere from 10 minutes up to an hour. Usually the hour ones are mostly interviews for the most part. So go over there, check us out, and be sure to leave a review what you think of the show. And most importantly, share the word. Let your friends know. Let your family know. Just let some people on the internet know, some groups you're in, what that we do here on the show, because we appreciate the love, the support that you guys give us each and every single week. We couldn't do any of this, any of these topics, any of this footage, this recording we do without you, the fans, backing us, supporting us, and just your love, your admiration, your comments. We see each and every one of them, and we appreciate them, good or even bad. Hey, it is what it is. But I've been your host today, Logan Letters. Have a tremendous day, a great weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another episode of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.